Beloved, Christ is in our midst. The day before we began Great Lent, we celebrated, remembered, the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise, our first home created by God for us. And we hear of this throughout the liturgy of St. Basil that we serve on the Sundays of Lent and which we will hear today. That this is all part of God's care for us. That he watches over us tenderly as a father. That even in sending Adam and Eve forth, he, from before eternity, had a plan. He would not overlook us, but watch over us. And as we heard in the Troparion of this day, the Annunciation of the Mother of God, where she received the good news from the Archangel Gabriel that she was the chosen one to be the mother of the Son of God, the one of our race from whom God himself would take flesh. And in the Troparion of this feast, we say this is the mystery hidden from all eternity. Before the creation of the world, this mystery was already in God's plan. And even the angels did not know of this mystery. It was only revealed at that moment when the Archangel Gabriel came directed by God to deliver God's message that his son would become one of us. It's amazing. There's nothing us humans can compare it to. Nothing we can compare God's love to ours, because anything by comparison is a shadow. It is darkness compared to the light of God's love for us. That he loves us so much, he empties himself so much, that he wants to be with us, to become one of us, to draw us to himself, to live in us, that we might have life in him. With love, Christ comes to us who turn away from him. Christ pleads with us not to spurn his love. He pleads with us not to turn away from him. And when all we offer is aversion, and we are deaf to his pleas, he himself becomes our advocate. There is nothing to do but weep before such love. The abyss of God's radiant love for us that should make us tremble, that should make us weep for our sins, but at the same time, make us weep at the one who loves us to the extent that he pours himself out for us to become one of us, and not only to become one of us, but to die for us.